This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 165 for Monday, December 2nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market is making gains on Monday morning, helped by a weaker Canadian dollar. Chicago soy oil is higher, European rapeseed is mixed, and Malaysian palm oil is lower to start the day. Crude oil is higher due to a stronger economy in China and a tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The Canadian dollar is down one-third of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The January canola contract is up $4.60 per ton at $578.70. In the U.S., corn is higher, soybeans are down, and wheat is mixed. Scattered showers are expected for central Brazil today, with heavier rainfall to come for southern regions of the country later this week. In Argentina, rain also fell in the dry southern regions, with additional precipitation coming later this week. AgriConsult estimated the overall Brazilian corn crop to total 132.7 million tons this year, with 107.3 million coming from the Safrinha corn crop. Brazil's first corn crop was 94% planted as of November 28, according to AgRural. The March corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.34. Earlier today, the United States Department of Agriculture reported the private sale of 133,355 tons of soybeans for delivery to China this marketing year. The USDA will release its monthly crush report this afternoon, with the trade estimating 210.9 million bushels of soybeans crushed in October, as well as 1.52 billion pounds of soy oil stocks. AgriConsult projected Brazil's total soybean crop at 172.2 million tons, up 10.2% from the previous year. AgRural estimated the country's soybean crop to be 91% planted as of November 28, faster than the 85% pace last year. The January soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.85. Russia set an import quota on wheat from February 15 to June 30 at 11 million tons. Last year, the country set a quota of 29 million tons for corn, barley, and wheat. Abaris raised its Australian wheat crop outlook by 100,000 tons at 31.9 million. France Agrimaire showed the country's soft wheat crop at 93% planted, up 3 points from the previous week, as well as 87% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week. The European Commission said the European Union's wheat crop is projected to be 112.3 million tons, down 300,000 from the previous estimate. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.51. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.44. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.90. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Monday, December 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.